Hey yoga teacher, now is the time to make a much bigger impact in the world. You're listening to The Yogipreneur, a podcast for entrepreneurial yoga teachers who want to stop the hustle and overwhelm and instead create more income, freedom and success. I'm your host, Kelly McHugh, founder of Digital Yoga Academy, and I'm sharing business and marketing strategies to grow your community in a way that makes it easy to take action today. I believe that you have a unique message to share that your people need to hear. So let's get to it. I'm excited that you are here joining me today, because what we're diving into is the real work, okay, that actually needs to happen before you even record anything that you're going to put inside your online course. So today's training, it isn't about the tech. It's not about the platforms that you need to use, or, you know, how to light up your videos or any of that. It's actually something far more powerful, because creating a course that people actually want and are ready to buy. I've worked with thousands of yoga teachers who are, you know, at different stages of their business. And I've seen this pattern where they pour everything, they pour their heart into creating their course, and then they open the doors and then they end up disappointed by their sales. And it's not because the course wasn't valuable or because, you know, it wasn't positioned properly, although that's a piece of work in itself, or even that they didn't kind of launch it to the right people. Yeah, it's actually because they didn't do the foundational steps that they needed to do in the first place. Okay, so I'm going to walk you through three key foundational essential steps that will really help you to avoid the mistakes that people make. And funnily enough, I made the same mistake, right? So back in 2017, when I created and launched my very first online course, I made this exact mistake. I launched it and no one bought. Okay. And there was a big reason for it. And you will discover those reasons as we go through today's training. Three steps I'm going to take you through. And I didn't do these steps. Okay. So the first one is to get specific. Okay. We need to really define exactly who you're here to serve. Okay. Now, again, if you've been listening to me for a while, this is going to be something that you hear from me over and over and over again. I sound like a broken record saying this, but it's so, so important. Like, you need to understand who you're serving, how you help them. Okay. If there's one thing that I want you to take away from today's session, is you cannot build a course that's for everyone. Okay. The fastest way to make sales feel really hard, okay, the fastest way to make sales feel really hard and to, you know, to struggle with your content and, you know, to get ghosted by your audience and not make sales is when you launch too broad. Yeah, you stay too broad. And so that's really why this first step is about getting specific with your niche. And when I say niche, I don't mean boxing yourself in, okay? I mean getting really clear on who your business is here to serve, who you're here to serve. Do you know who you're serving? Do you know who it is that you want to help and how you help them? Like, what problems do they have? And what solutions are they looking for? Every single one of us is always looking, we're always looking for solutions. Anytime we're, you know, thinking about working with some kind of business, or we're looking at a service, we're looking at some business that's going to help to support us in whatever area, right? We're Googling things, we're looking for solutions, right? We're looking for things that can help us to solve a problem that we have. And so this isn't about boxing yourself in. I mean, getting really clear on who your course is for, right? What are the struggles that those people have? How can, you know, how can yoga help them to solve that specific problem? You know, if you're at the beginning of this journey, the more that you share these ideas, the more you brainstorm them and, you know, start to work through them, the faster you're going to progress, okay? So let me just break it down for you. Who are you really here to serve? So this goes beyond women who love yoga, okay, or busy people who want to feel better. Your ideal student is a very real person with a specific struggle. They have specific desires And the course that you create is going to be something that they buy, that and they need to see themselves in it immediately. Yeah. So that when they read about your course, they need to be able to say, oh, this is for me. This is the specific thing for me to help me with the problem that I have right now. Every single business out there exists to solve problems. And marketing is how you communicate the problem that you solve. That's it. That's marketing. Marketing is really serving, isn't it? Because you're communicating how you solve someone's problem. That's marketing, essentially. So ask yourself, what stage of life is this person in? You know, what are the thoughts that they're ha having? If they wake up at 2 a.m., like what are the things going through their mind? You know, what have they tried that hasn't worked? Yeah, what are they Googling? What is their deep desire? Yeah, that they haven't been able to achieve on their own because they probably tried. They probably tried to fix this challenge that they're having, right? So what have they tried and not been able to do on their own? Yeah. So let's say that you are really passionate about emotional healing. Okay. It's beautiful, isn't it? But it's too broad. Right? It's too broad. So what if you created a course that focused on, and like this is a real example from one of my students, right? Focused on supporting women who are going through a breakup or a divorce, using yoga and somatic, modalities and journaling to help them to relieve that grief and reconnect with their self-worth. Right now, you're creating something that's specific and relevant to that person and very, really valuable to that person. Okay, so you see the difference. And this is because this clarity that you have when you get specific, it gives you confidence as well. Not only that, it gives your potential students confidence because it is a specific thing that's really relatable to where they're at in their journey right now. So when you know who you're speaking to, okay. Life becomes so much easier. Trust me, life and business becomes fun. It becomes easier because now you start planning out your content for the month, and now it's not taking a whole day just to come up with one idea, right? Now you're not second guessing yourself around your content because you know the topics, right? You know the things that you need to speak on. If you struggle with content creation, and this is something that's keeping you really, really stuck in your business, I can guarantee you that you're being too general and vague, right? When you make a decision on who you're serving and what you want to help them with, you remove that block now. You remove the block because now you know what you need to create the content on. Okay. And then you start attracting the right people into your audience and you repel those who are not a good fit. Yeah. And that's a good thing. So the other thing with this is like once you make this decision, then you can start thinking about your online, you can think about the online offerings that you want to create, like an online course, and create something that people are really going to want. Okay. So the teachers that come into my programs and see results quickly, they're the ones who stop trying to be for everyone, right? They're the ones who really lean into their lived experience. Yeah, they lean into their lived experience. So that's a cl big clue for you, isn't it? You know, look at your own lived experience. What have you been through? Most of the time, 95% of the time, the teachers that I've worked with that are creating offerings, online offerings and courses, they've gone through this already in their life, right? They're steps ahead now, and now they can take someone on that journey because it's been their own lived experience. They can move through someone through that, okay? They can move someone through that, right? So everything starts to connect up. And when you do that, your engagement goes up, right? Your sales increase. Like it's not a coincidence. You know, how about reframing that of, instead of wanting to serve everyone, we pick a niche and we say, I want to serve everyone in that niche. Okay. There's a lot of people in the world. All you're simply doing is finding a segment and owning it, putting a stake in the ground and saying, this is the segment that I want to focus on, and then own it. Then you become the big fish in the small pond, right? Yeah, the authority. So you can start by looking at your own zone of genius. Yeah, your own zone of genius. What are you really passionate about? Yeah, what do you love to share? What do you love teaching? What transformations have you experienced yourself? What are the things that people talk to you about, even your friends? Like, are there certain topics that or advice that people come to you for? Yeah. What themes keep coming up? So even in your classes or if you run retreats, when students come to speak to you, what do they speak to you about? Or what are the themes that you love to share about? What are the things that you love to talk about with people? Yeah, it's a great place to start, isn't it? The things that you are excited and passionate about and skilled in, and you have knowledge and expertise. And then if you'd have students, if you've been working with students, what are their pain points? What are the things that you keep hearing them talk about? Because energetically, we naturally attract the right people, actually, and we have to trust that as well. Yeah. So, when we start to answer some of these questions, we can then map out a kind of tangible outcome. Yeah. So, the course that you create in the future should be a natural extension of the way that you serve your niche. Yeah. You don't need to kind of dream up a totally new idea from scratch. Okay. So, we just need to ask at this stage, what is one problem that my student has, and how can I help them solve it through a structured process? And that's it, really, at this stage. Okay, so we're not diving in and just, recording some yoga classes, bunching them together, and calling it a course. We're not doing that. Until you get specific, everything that you create is going to feel vague. Yeah, and you're going to struggle. It's slow when it's vague. Yeah, when you know your niche and the problem that you're solving, the course actually starts writing itself, really. Okay. So, for those of you who are struggling with this part, I want you to, after today's session, just a little journal prompt. You can write down your help statement, right? You would have heard of this. And so, the formula is this: I help specific person with specific problem so that they can get a specific transformation. Okay. And then if you can articulate that, who you serve and how it helps them, like you're already 70% closer to creating a course that's going to sell. Okay. So one other thing I want to mention here is that, like, just to make it clear, if right now, if for those of you who are kind of at the beginning, if you're thinking, oh, well, I'll just get specific later. Maybe right now you're trying to build your online community. And so you think, I'll just stick with a general message right now, because I'm not entirely sure where it's leading me. That is a big mistake. It means that the content that you're sharing, well, first of all, you're probably really struggling to create the content, right? And it means that the content and everything that you're putting out there is going to have that general vague yoga message, relieve stress, feel calm. It's very, very vague, isn't it? It's very general. Or you're just focusing on promoting your classes. Yeah, come to my class this Saturday morning, 10 a.m. in this space. And so, the sooner you get specific with this, the better. It really is that simple. It's going to make things much slower if you're thinking, well, I'll just be general for now. And then I'll work it out at a later date. Like, if you really don't know where to start with niching and who you want to serve, like, if you're staying stuck on this for months and months, and in the meantime, you're throwing out this general vague content, and then you're wondering why you're not growing, it's because you're not being specific. That is why. That's the reason. Okay. So change it now. Like, get the support that you need to refine your messaging, because your messaging is the foundation of your marketing. Yeah, it needs to be clear and specific to work. And by work, I mean your marketing attracts people and you make sales. Okay, don't stay stuck on this. Go right now with what you are passionate about. There's a topic right there. What is the topic that you are really passionate about? Don't stay stuck with this. Like, this is the first thing that we work on inside Yogipreneur, right? Our membership. And once you've made that decision, then everything starts to click. Now I know how to create content that's going to attract the right people in. Okay, now I'm creating content. I'm building an email list of people who are qualified for the course that I'm going to create further down the line. Okay, so the sooner you make this decision, the better. Like, this is the decision that's going to give you freedom in the future. Okay, step number two, build an engaged community. Okay, so once we've defined our niche and you know who you're serving, then we need to focus on building that bridge, right, between you and your future students. And that bridge is your community. Yeah. Courses don't sell to strangers. Yeah. They sell to people who know, like, and trust, right? We've heard this. People who know, like, and trust you that you can help them. Okay. Now, the great thing with this is you don't need a huge audience. You just need the right people. You need a community that you've warmed up, that you've nurtured, and who are genuinely connected to your message. Okay. So it's not just a group of people who follow you, it's a group of people who feel seen by you. Yeah, who feel heard and understood and who are actively learning from you. Yeah, they're being inspired by you to take small actions thanks to the content that you're sharing. So, how do you know that you have that? Some signs, replies to your stories on Instagram. Yeah, things like, oh, this really hit home with me today. Or, saves, people saving content. They're actually engaged people in your followers who are, interacting with your content and seeing it as valuable. They want to come back to it. People joining your email list and replying to your emails. Yeah, people joining your email list because you've got a freebie. We'll talk about that in a minute. Okay, people actually reading your emails. Yeah. Or just DMs, getting DMs from people. Yeah, that's what we're building here. We want to build this community, this type of community of people who are really engaged with what you're sharing. It doesn't have to be a community of thousands and thousands of people. Like, I would much rather have a few hundred engaged, nurtured relationships with people who are the right type of people than 100,000 followers of like just people who are following me because I'm just some kind of influencer and I'm not really sharing anything that's, really valuable, right? And so, how do we build this type of community? So, these are simple strategies that I'm sharing with you right now. The first is we need to create content that speaks directly to those people. Yeah, so this is the niche work that we've just talked about, right? And so it's not about creating like random reels that just share some yoga tips. There's plenty of that on the internet. Yeah, there's too much going on online now that if you just go out there and share that, it's not going to cut through the noise. Okay, so every time you post something, you need to ask yourself, is this speaking to a specific problem that my ideal student is facing? Yeah, does it offer some kind of micro transformation or does it help them to shift their mindset in some way? Think about the people that you discover online is usually because of the things that you're searching, right? And so, it's important to start creating content that is niche specific, but also is validating how people are feeling. So stuff like, and I'm thinking of hooks now, you're not broken, your nervous system is just overwhelmed, right? So we start to validate how someone feels about something, or we start to shift their belief, or beliefs that they have. You don't need more motivation, you need nervous system regulation. Or you introduce your method, your unique methodology. Here's what I teach, right? Here's what I teach and why it's different to what you've tried before. Yeah, that type of content is how you become a teacher that they trust. So, the second way to start building your community is to build an opt-in freebie, a lead magnet that's going to grow your email list and, importantly, qualify your audience. Okay, because by the word qualify, I mean they're putting their hands up and they're saying, I'm interested in this topic. Of this freebie, this free resource that you're offering. Now, you want to make sure that the free resource is going to be related to your online course. How do you ensure that that's the case? You decide on your niche, right? Number one, the first thing we talked about. You make a decision on who you want to serve, and then everything that you're creating, your content, your freebie, your course, everything is aligned. So now, as I'm building this engaged community, I know that the people on my email list, they're interested in this topic. So I know that when I create my course and launch it in the future, I have an email list of people who are interested in this topic versus I don't have an email list and I'm just trying to throw out information on Instagram. right? And hoping and praying that they'll be interested in my course. Okay, when they see maybe they're following me on Instagram, but they just see my posts every now and again. Okay, versus when you have someone on your email list and you are regularly, consistently sending them emails every single week, you're showing up in their inbox. Okay. And obviously, there's a strategy to the type of content that you share in those emails to really keep people engaged and to nurture the relationships. But it's way more valuable to be showing up in someone's inbox than it is on someone's Instagram feed. Okay. And then the moment that they join your list, they receive that information. They receive a welcome email. They receive, a number of emails over a few days where perhaps you deliver a piece of content over each day, right? Maybe you've created some kind of like three part, I don't know, toolkit for better sleep, right? And you've got information, you've got a yoga nidra on one day, a meditation and journal prompts on the third day, right? So over those days, they're now getting used to opening your emails, you're creating that behavior. And then what happens from there? You continue to send emails to them every single week, right? You create funnels that they can go into that are automated emails that they receive. Okay. So, super important, right? So, you want to really focus on building relationships with people. Okay. This isn't about having a 10K following or even a massive list. You need a community of aligned human beings who see you as their guide, right? So we need to show up. That's the most important thing with this. When you get someone on your email list, you show up. You keep sending them emails. Yeah, when you have that and it's time to launch, you're not selling or you're not launching to an empty room, are you? Right? You can invite people into your launch activity, people who are already there. And then they can go on that next step, that next journey with you. Okay. So, just to give you some student stories from students in the Profitable Yoga Teacher program, she had her first online course launch and she made almost $3K, $3,000. She had just 48 people go through her launch activity with her. 48 people. And then Annie, she had 600 people on her email list. Okay. So she was actively growing her email list through all of her launch activity. She created an online challenge. She addressed, the pain points in her niche and showed up daily, gave value. When she opened the doors, she made 7K in her first launch. Not because they're lucky, right? It's because they took the time to build their community before selling, before launching. Yeah. And of course, they followed strategies that we teach, right? So there are strategies to follow and a launch process to follow. And when you do it, you're setting yourself up for success. Okay. So a little kind of prompt that you can take away from this section, and we've got one more section to go through, just to have a think about what does your ideal student need to hear from you this week to feel seen and to feel understood? Okay. How can you create content around that? And then, what kind of freebie could you create that's going to speak to a real problem that they want solving? Yeah, that's going to create a quick win for them. So, the way to think about this, guys, is obviously your online course is going to give them a bigger transformation. If you think about that big transformation that they want help with, what is the first step that they need to take today that would get them a step closer? So what's the first like micro transformation that you could help them with to get them a step closer? Right? So if I think about my ideal student, you guys, right? You want to create a profitable, sustainable business that you can scale, right? That you can make money from, right? It can gives you freedom. One of the ways you're going to do that is by creating an online course. What's one thing that you could do today? Create a freebie. Right, create an opt-in freebie to build your email list. And I have freebies to help you with that, right? So that shows you how that works, right? What's the one little thing that they're struggling with right now that's going to move them from feeling stuck to getting them on the journey, right? So think of it like that. Okay, so the third step then is to validate your idea, okay? The third step. To validate your idea. So remember, we are doing the three steps that you need to take before you go and jump in and create your online course. Don't just guess what people want, okay? You need to prove it before you create anything, okay? So when you've got specific on your niche and then you start building this warm, engaged community, now you've got people there, haven't you? Right? You can see what people are resonating with when you put your content out there. You can see what do people engage with? What emails do people reply to? Yeah, this all shows signs. It gives you signs of like people being interested. Okay. Validation is one of the most key parts of course creation. Lots of people skip this. Okay. And then when you skip it, you spend months and months filming a course that nobody asked for. Okay. So having a great idea is not enough. You need to have the confidence that this idea people actually want. Imagine that. Imagine like how that feels going through the process. Knowing that you've got clarity, people actually want this because I've validated it. I've done some research. I've spoken to people. Yeah. The course isn't going to sell because you love the idea. Okay. It sells when your audience sees it as the solution to the problem that they know that they have. Okay. So this is where like validation, and there's a ton of strategies that you can use to validate your course. It helps you to move from assuming to like being in full alignment with what you're doing. Okay. We're not hoping, we start knowing that this is the thing that people actually want. Okay. It solves a clear, relevant problem. And my community actually want this. Okay. So ways that you can do this, talking to people, because hey, now you've built a community. Now you actually have people to talk to about this. Okay, now you can start using your content. You can ask questions in stories and you can do polls. You can speak to people in the DMs, right? Maybe you have students who you teach regularly in your in-person classes and you start to see that they are actually, the perfect student for an online course and you have a relationship with them and you can ask them, hey, could we have a quick chat after class? I want to ask you some questions about something that I'm developing. Right? Use these opportunities. They're really great opportunities to kind of get into the heads of your ideal students. Okay. Just really listen. Listen for the language that they use. Send out surveys, right? If you've got your community and you've got your email list, invite them in on the journey that you're going on, right? It doesn't have to be a behind the scenes, no one knows about this course until you launch it and announce it. Tell them, hey, I am creating this course for you. This is what it's about. I'd love to get your input. You can invite people to actually be founding members of your course in exchange for that information, right? So they actually help you to build it as you go, right? That's one way to do it. So you could actually run, like a beta launch around that. You could run a kind of like founding members strategy is what I call it inside the Profitable Yoga Teacher program. That's the strategy I teach. But also before that, are any of you doing one-to-one? Are any of you working one-to-one with your clients? Because you could actually run it as a kind of mini one-to-one offer. Yeah, this is also a really powerful strategy before you build out your course, actually work one-to-one with your students. And go through the process with them. Okay. So that helps you to get live feedback and it helps you to test out your methodology, your unique methodology. Okay. I'll come on to that in a minute. And it also helps you to gather some testimonials. Okay. Because when they get to the end, they're going to have, they'll be able to share their results with you. Okay. So the unique methodology is also part of your validation, really. And this is where you start shaping out your signature method. Okay. So that is a step-by-step process that creates the transformation that your course is going to promise. Does that make sense? Because what your course isn't is a random collection of recorded classes. Your course isn't bunching together some yoga classes and calling it a course. Right? Your course wants to offer a journey, yeah, a clear journey, a before and after, right? A repeatable path that students can follow. It's like a framework, a process, a step by step, a unique methodology. It's your signature framework, essentially. Okay, so you want to really think about that. Like what steps are you guiding people through? Yeah, what are the key shifts that need to happen in that A to B journey that you're taking someone on? Where do people get stuck? How do you move them forward? So when you really start to give this some thought, you'll see that there's like phases or key steps within this journey. And you can start thinking about, well, this is my method. This is what I teach. These are the modalities that I teach along this step by step that becomes your framework. And then you give it a snazzy name, right? You need to give it a name. It needs to become a thing. And so if you have a course that's, around fertility yoga, let's say, helping people on their fertility journey, well, there's hundreds of courses out there, right? Yoga for fertility. What makes your course unique? Two things: you, your personality, your energy, and your unique framework. So, when someone looks at your course and they're like, well, I've already done a course on this and it didn't work for me. Well, how you position your course is your unique framework. Okay, well, maybe that didn't work for you because it was a bunch of course classes bunched together and called a course, packaged up as a course. But in my course, I guide you through my unique framework. Okay, so part of step three is validating this. Yeah, it's validating that people want it, but it's validating and really getting clear on what your unique framework is and how is that definitely going to get the results that you're promising, right? So that's part of that validation process as well. Okay, so lots to talk about. We've talked about lots. But just bringing it all together, it's really just setting you up to take aligned action. Yeah, we don't want to just jump into this. That's a big mistake. You really want to make sure that you first get specific, you identify the exact person that you want to serve and how you're helping them. You build an engaged community. Okay, people that you're qualifying because your content, your lead magnet, everything is aligned with this community and the topics are all aligned. It's all brought together. And then three, you're validating your idea. Now you have people there, you can speak to them, you can do a ton of research online, see what's out there. If the course already exists, that's a really good sign, right? So the thing is with this is like you can get these three. When you get these three steps right, when you do these three things, everything else becomes easier, in that whole course creation and launching journey, because there are a lot of steps, right? There's a lot of things that you have to do. But like things like, writing a sales page, for example, it flows because you know who you're writing for. Okay. Creating your launch activity. Well, you'll know what that needs to be, whether it's a challenge or webinars. The live activity that you're creating is going to help to solve some problems that help people at the start of their journey. And you'll know what those things are because you've made those decisions earlier on. Okay. There's a lot packed into that session. But as I said, if you are absolutely at the start of this journey, come and join us inside Yogipreneur membership. It is the place for you, right? We go through all of these foundational pieces and really get you set up with your marketing and your messaging. And then if you have a community that you've been building and you're ready to launch an online course, the Profitable Yoga Teacher Program is exactly that. We walk you through every single step of building and launching your course, okay? We go into the niche work as well. And then we validate and we launch strategy, messaging, everything, selling the lot. Okay, so it's all there. It's a 6-month program. And yeah, we have lots of resources. We have the Yogipreneur podcast as well. It's all there. So if you've just joined us in this community, just ha have a little snoop around. There's lots of resources you can get your hands on. And if you're ready to get some real support, you can send us a DM, get in touch. We are here to support you. All right, guys, I will see you again next week. Thank you so much for showing up. And I can't wait to support you with your businesses and see what you create. All right, lots of love. Take care, guys. Bye bye. Bye bye. You've been listening to the Yogipreneur podcast brought to you by Digital Yoga Academy, the leader in business and marketing education for yoga teachers worldwide. And if you loved what you learned today, please subscribe, rate, and give us a review.
And remember that learning is nothing without taking action.